My first ever view of genital obscenity was during my entry level at secondary school. Although this wasn't where it all started from. I would say it all began when I was quite tender in age and innocent at heart. I was such a curious cat, always wanting to know the reason and no reason for things happening. It was so bad that I get very unsettled until I have gotten to the root of any matter that catches my fancy. From science to social issues, logic to uncertainties, and most of all, fiction and non-fictionals. But that was way back then. If you get to ask me now if I am that same girl or if things changed, I would say, let me think. No, maybe. But somehow I guess it's still there, somewhere down there. Anyways, that was the naive soul I was until SS1. Hi, my name is Nie, and on today's episode, I will be taking you down memory lane on how I got tempted and eventually addicted to pornography. Listener's discretion is advised. Close your eyes. Now, Bati, you like to the watch, Close them. Were always the words of my mother when it came to two opposite sex, either kissing or smooshing in a movie. She would give that face of damnation whenever those words came out, and the face always wears the look of, oh my child, you're going to hell if you watch that. I don't know if you relate. So, to avoid our hala, we would just oblige. No, close our eyes sternly, but trust me, mine was so extra. I would cover my eyes with my hands, but would pat my fingers a little to get a partial view of what was going on the screen. When I see her coming, I would simply adjust and put my fingers back together without being noticed. Smooth operator. No, Lily, no. That's it, they go. It wasn't my fault. I just wanted to know why I can watch some scenes or ads on TV and I can't for some. To me, it wasn't just right. There should be equality for all. Wakanda. This mentality changed when I got SS1. That day started out as usual as any other. It was a Monday and I was ready to start off the day on a brighter note. Getting my acts up, when all of a sudden, I noticed a cluster of girls hovering over something I couldn't quite picture. Oh, I forgot to add. My senior secondary school was a feminine one, and things like this doesn't just happen out of the radar. I thought it was a school stuff, so I ignored them. I had my own workload to handle, and trust me, it was so much. But the sound I heard when I walked past them to get something told me this wasn't. Being the Miss Curious that I am, I wanted to know what it was. So I diverted to the cluster. Getting there, I tried making my way through the crowd. Although still unable to see anything, I had to let down my pride and resorted to asking. I tapped a fellow girl close to me and asked her what the fuss was all about. She just turned and replied that they were watching a blue film. Oh, sorry. That's the way they used to call it that time. It's actually called blue film. Film. But then, na film. Blue film, ke? What's that? I didn't quite understand what she meant, so I needed to reconfirm. Trust me, I tapped her again and asked, please, what's a blue film? She looked at me with a smirk on her face and laughed hard. I beg you. Oh, no, blue film for this area. With that, she just ignored me and returned to what she was doing. I will just have to find this out myself, I figured. Although I couldn't really picture what was going on the mobile device that the stuff was being viewed on, the sound I heard wasn't one that I was quite familiar with. It seemed like a moan from a lady, but why would she be mourning like that? Just so deep, I needed to find out this as soon as possible. With this, I pushed my way forward and gotten here. I was exposed without boundaries to the world of obnoxious sexing. Legs up and turning, bodies nude, serious humping on sheets, that kind of stuff. I was so immersed in the video that the English teacher would have come in on me watching that stuff, which would have landed me into deep and big trouble if not for the rampage that happened when some classmates shouted, "He's coming, he's coming!" Not a secondary school can be. Ever since then, I couldn't get that scene out of my head. I thought I could consider it like other kissing and smushing scenes I had seen before, but this was difficult. The more I tried to get away from it, the more I craved it. Day in, night out, I would lay on my side of the bed and reminisce on what had happened that fateful Monday morning and afterwards tell myself, see, nothing happened. Selling lies to myself when indeed something was happening. Something which I wasn't quite sure of. At last, after weeks of battling with myself why I shouldn't watch that stuff again, after my first, I succumbed. Fell. This was the beginning of my addiction. I couldn't get enough of it. I wanted more. Knowing that some of my classmates had pornographies on their phones, because I do see them see this stuff sometimes, no one is in class, like when there's no teacher in class, I would beg them for it, like literally beg them on my knees so I could satisfy my longings. Now mind you, such things has never been part of my family beliefs before. So you can't expect any member of my family to have this stuff. And they could not imagine that their innocent daughter, who was very pretty in face and gentle in character, was a porn addict. It was a serious thing. I was taking in so much that my brains wanted to explode. Yes, brains, there are multiple of them. I knew all the positions on bed and before bed. When some of the artists were hurting due to this action, I was getting obscene satisfaction. I didn't care what happened to them. They were getting their money. Why should I feel concerned? It was later I knew why. I met a fellow on my way to see an on-air personality at a radio station somewhere along the island a few months later, and I thought this was it. This was love. He was cool, had poise, and was fluent in his speech. We exchanged phone numbers and I promised to reach out. 3 days later, that day being a Saturday, we concluded that we were going to meet up. I was going to go for an after-school-ish in that morning, so we pushed it for noon. When the lesson time was over, I rushed out of the hall for my date. My friends asked me where I was headed to, but I just laughed and told them I wanted to see a friend in the neighborhood, nothing important. With their inquisitive eyes, they looked at me, waved, and turned away. Color, this dude, asked me to meet up with him at his grandma's place since it wasn't far from where my after school was. As soon as I got in into the condo, his supposed cousin whispered some stuff to him and disappeared from the room in the name of getting us food. The interior of the house or the room wasn't bad, though ancient, with some old pictures neatly arranged across the ceiling. Although there was a chair close to the bedside, Kola insisted I sat on the bed with him. Mumu me. I agreed. He started telling me about himself and other stuff that I thought that would catch my fancy. Literally went on, and when he thought I wasn't paying attention, I saw him fondling with something on his PC, trying to get something out of it. When I asked him, he reverted that it was just a movie, nothing serious, nothing else. For a split second, I believed him. But at the beginning of the supposed movie, with the artist's position and all, I knew this wasn't as he claimed. This was nothing like a movie. I could tell. Immediately, I told him to end it, that I wasn't interested. During this time, I was trying to combat my addictions, staying away from anything that looked, smelled, or feel porn. So seeing this that day just got my guards up. I hadn't plied that road for a while and I wasn't prepared to start then. He asked why I didn't want it, but I just reaffirmed my stand on the matter. Thinking that settled it, Oga just grabbed me and was about ripping me open. How I managed to escape from his group and out of that house that day, I do not know. But this I know, I was never getting into it again. It was after this ordeal I decided to officially quit pornography and kill my addiction. It hasn't been a jolly ride since then, as I still do have lapses here and there, but I believe with determined efforts, I would get better and better along the way. Some would say pornography isn't bad like that. It's just some people having fun with themselves and all. But I beg to differ. To me, I see it as making something so special look very overrated, making it a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. When? One can never say when it does. But what I now advise is abstain. But if you think you have a contrary opinion, I would love to hear it. You can share them in our comment section below. That's what about it here. Thank you for listening. Until I come away next time, this is I Got Tempted. And your host, Nie from Jamit.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Ikoriza. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ikoriza. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamit Media.